Thank you. All right, so how do you find like you've been playing lately? Like, if we look at the stat sheets, it shows that you've been allowing, there's been 5 goals against every game. How do you personally feel, having a feeling in front of the net?
I don't look at the score sheet as far as personal stats. It's obviously tough to win games when you're letting up goals like that. So the biggest thing going into the second half is just not keeping them down for any personal or any stat focus, but it's more of just trying to win games, and the best way to do that is to work on the things that I've seen are a trend.
Is there anything in particular aspect that you've been focusing on lately?
Yeah, definitely skating and puck handling. I've been working on them for a pretty long time through the summer and definitely throughout the first half.
And you've had, I guess, quite emotional season since it started, whether here, going to Montreal, coming back. Has it been hard to adapt for you?
No, it's been, like you said, it's been emotional, it's been fun and exciting, but I try to stay even keel, not get too high, not get too low, so it was a lot of fun and I had great memories, but at the same time, I gotta try to stay level-headed. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for the lows of letting in a few goals, just to like I said, keep the game close to give the team the best opportunity to win.
And now, has it been having as your goalie partner, like somebody who's had experience, whether it's Keith now or Charlie before, do you think that has helped you, like part of your game?
Yeah, I've had 3 different goalie partners this year, so they're all 3 different people. Mm-hmm. And have different personalities on and off the ice, so mm-hmm. Just being able to be around 3 different people has been huge. You can learn so much on and off the ice.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks.